them that we find in the Gospels. Jesus' mission was to teach, preach, and model the kingdom of God here on earth. And what does that look like? It looks like people connected to God and becoming better human beings here on earth. And these two things are inextricably linked. Whatever you call God, people need to be tied into God in order to be their best selves. The more connected to God we are, the better chance we have of becoming who we were meant to be. Everything Jesus did here on earth was about making things better on earth. Now, Jesus did have a belief in an afterlife, yet he didn't seem to concern himself too much with that. God could take care of the afterlife. It was about being better for each other and all of creation that Jesus was concerned. So when we ask, what's the question over the summer, we want to ask ourselves then, what is Jesus trying to make better? How is he helping us to become better for the world when he asks this question? So as we continue exploring some of these over 100 questions that were not theoretical questions, but questions meant to provoke, or questions meant to provoke discussion, he was often asking questions that would make us think about how we are being here and now in the present. They challenged us to change our attitudes and behaviors. These questions were designed to pierce our very souls and challenge us to be in another way. So our question today does this very thing. Jesus asks in Matthew, why do you look at the splinter in your neighbor's eye and never see the board in your own? Why do you look at the splinter in your neighbor's eye and never see the board in your own eye? Now, you can't say Jesus didn't have a sense of humor. It's really a very potent image. A speck in somebody else's eye compared to a giant board in our own. Of course, there is a context around the question. Matthew 7, 1-5 reads like this. Do not judge that you may not be judged. For the judgment you give will be the judgment you get. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. He's not talking about God's judgment. He's talking about you judging others because you're going to get it back. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but don't notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me just take that speck out of your eye, while the log is stuck in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. We get it, right? I love the way Eugene Peterson says this in The Message. He says, don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Do you have the nerve to say, let me wash your face for you, when your own face is distorted by contempt? It's this whole traveling roadshow mentality all over again, playing a holier-than-thou part instead of just living your part. Wipe that ugly sneer off your own face, and you might be fit to offer a washcloth to your neighbor. The point is very clear that Jesus is making, and we do well to take it to heart. Stop judging and criticizing anybody else. We have a lot of work to do on ourselves without worrying about what others are doing or not doing. Why would I ever pay attention to anything anybody else is doing or saying if I have to deal with something as big as a board in my own life? Why would I pay attention? judging and criticizing others is far less significant than the things that I need to consider in my own life, the things that need to be cleaned up and improved in my own life. It's my life that needs to change in order to make the world better, to be better. What others need to do is for them to figure out, not for me to figure out for them or tell them what they should be doing. What if we never voiced an opinion about somebody else? Can you imagine that? What if we never voiced an opinion about someone else? I do it at least daily, probably several times daily without even knowing it. What if we never voiced it again? What if all we did is work hard to build people up? Even better, what if we never had another opinion about somebody else, about their life, and instead concentrated on getting our own lives in order? Only then will we be able to offer something positive to others. What if we made it a habit never to talk about someone except in their presence and only in the most positive of ways? And what if we simply began talking with each other, building positive relationships? What kind of world would this be if it caught on? Healthy conversations. Jesus was always trying to get people to do their own work and not concern themselves with others' work. We all have an opinion or a judgment on what other people are doing. And boy, I have my share of them about what's going on in the world today, for sure. But it's not really our concern. Did you hear what Jesus called people who judged others? Hypocrites. People who judge others, he said, are hypocrites. It's a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue or religion, or a person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings. What if we stopped talking about people and started talking to people? We are hypocrites when we judge others. I'm a hypocrite. Can we admit it? Almost all of the conflict between humans has to do with our judgment of each other. Almost all conflict. We judge people because of their race or religion or politics or their views. We judge people for not being what we think they should be or being something less than we think they should be. We judge countries and their leaders for their poor performance. We judge behaviors and appearances because they don't meet our particular standards. We judge lifestyles and the choices that other people make. And I am as guilty as anybody else of doing these things. Yet you know what they do? They create a sense of superiority and all too often division among us. And it needs to stop if we're to ever experience any peace, not only in ourselves, but in the world. And Jesus is also pointing something else out if we heard it. He's saying, you can't really see the speck in somebody else's eye when you have a log in your own eye. How can we possibly know what's really going on in another person's life when we're blinded to our own lives? Our work is to get the blinders off and do the work, to working at becoming the people we know we actually could be. Soul work is the work that we do to become better human beings. It's not about being superior or in judgment of anyone. It's about feeling good about ourselves and whole in our own skin without having to really even think about others. If we need to judge others in order to feel superior or better about ourselves, we never have a chance of becoming whole human beings. We don't need to be better than anybody to be good people. In fact, it's the opposite. We will only really feel good about ourselves when we realize that we are not better than anybody else. We are humans trying to make the best of our lives. When we feel free to be fully ourselves, acknowledging our strengths and weaknesses, our bad habits and good qualities, our faulty thinking and our beautiful souls, everything that really just makes us perfectly human. It's then that we're also free to allow others to be themselves without doing anything except loving them as they are. This is our work to do. Nobody can make us do spiritual work, make us grow into wise people. We have to make a decision to do it every single day. Soul work is vital to our well-being and to the health of our planet. Perhaps there has never been a more urgent time in history to do this work of growing up into wisdom. To listen to the questions of Jesus that ask us to pay attention to the task of becoming healthier in our lives, in our spirit. And as the decline in the quality of life accelerates for so many people, we need healthy spiritual people. Our institutions and politicians are failing at solving the problems, and we need some kind of revitalization. We need healthy role models in society and people who serve that rise above the conditions that are creating the decline in our world. We need people with morals and good values, people who don't judge others but are doing their own work for themselves. And we have to be deliberate about it, about learning and growing in our spiritual practices. And it doesn't happen without intention and setting aside the time. Spiritual health is as important to our quality of life as our physical health. Things like not worrying, not sleeping through our lives, not judging, practicing generosity, gratitude, patience, perseverance, and love. That's what spiritual people do. How much better would life be, would the world be, if we sought to work on ourselves and make progress on these qualities within ourselves rather than looking at others and judging them for lacking in anything? Work on the plank in your own eye. Forget about the speck in others. The payout is far greater for us if we don't concern ourselves with what others are or are not doing. It's not important to us. The world is waiting for the best version of you. It's your choice. Let's take a moment for reflection. Maybe you want to ask yourself, who do I judge the most? How can I begin to break this habit of judging?